Spectrum at Fin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Russian animals are at it again. Putin, here's what he's done in Ukraine. He is right now deliberately targeting, because, you know, 50,000, British intelligence estimates 50,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or so badly wounded that they can no longer serve in combat. 50,000. And the animals are responding by randomly shooting missiles into civilian targets around the country, not even near the combat zone. Just over the weekend, the animals sent missiles into Mykolaiv, which is a Ukrainian city, and the two largest universities in the country were struck. It would be as if we're fighting the Russians in Canada, and somehow they decide to launch a missile into UW-Madison, UWM-Milwaukee, just to kill students, kill professors, demoralize the people. In Minsk, that's another Ukrainian city, 23 people, they just target apartment buildings or hospitals or universities, hundreds of miles away from the combat zone, just to demoralize people. Then they executed a British prisoner of war who had joined the Ukrainian army, and they claim he died in captivity of natural causes. He's very young and healthy. They took him and they tortured him and killed him. And they claim they gave him the best medical care. Oh, they sure did, the best medical care. His name is Paul Vray. They killed him. Let me tell you what medical care they give these animals, these Russian animals. With some of their most badly wounded people in Mariupol and elsewhere, when they withdrew, they shot their own people. Guy had lied there, you know, march with us, Tavadish, get up. I can't. I've lost both legs. I can't walk. Please bring an ambulance. We can't. Then they whisper, and one pulls out a gun and kills their own wounded. These are animals. These are animals. Paul Vray, the guy who was killed, was actually not a soldier. He went there. A British charity said he was there to help evacuate Ukrainians, and they proved it. They captured him, tortured him, and killed him. The Ruskies captured, tortured him, and killed him. These people are not, it's not just war crimes and not just genocide. These people are not human. They're like Nazis. Remember that Stalin joined with Hitler in a non-aggression pact in 1940. Stalin was a Nazi. He murdered a lot of Jewish people, murdered a lot of Polish people. They rounded up 30,000 Polish officers in a forest and murdered them all. When the German soldiers finally surrendered, they did everything they could to surrender to the Allies and not to the Russians. The Russians are Nazi animals. Now, you may say, come on, man. Okay, they're launching missiles into universities and hospitals and preschools. Okay, but, you know, come on, is that a little strong? No, it's not a little strong. Let me tell you another Hitlerian thing the guy is doing right now. He has set up a program to indoctrinate all school children into the new Russia formed by the hero Putin from the first grade on. They are going to watch war movies in Ukraine showing Russians supposedly defending themselves. They're going to show movies that are virtual tours of Crimea. These are first grade on. They're going to have lectures in the first grade on geopolitical situation in the Ukraine and the former Soviet Union and traditional values. There's going to be a flag raising and a lecture on, quote, the Russian rebirth under Putin. All youth, now remember Hitler Youth, all youth are going to join a patriotic youth movement that was like the Soviet Union pioneers. These are people who wore red caps and red ties. Sergei Novikov, a senior Kremlin spokesman for the animal Putin, put out a statement, quote, we need to know how to infect them with our ideology. We need to know how to infect them with our ideology. Putin's objective is a wholesale reprogramming of Russian society to end 30 years of openness to the West, glasnost. There are more than 40,000 public schools in Russia. They will each hear virtual lectures from Ramzan Kadyrov of Chechnya. He's an Islamic terrorist. His specialty is murdering Christians. Chechnya is a murderous Islamic state. Why are we bringing in immigrants from Chechnya or Russia? I'll tell you two we did bring in from Chechnya. The Tsarnaev brothers, Dr. and Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Remember them? They bombed the Boston Marathon. We brought them in as refugees, sent them to Boston Latin at public expense, one of the best high schools in the country, sent them to the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, a great university, and how did they repay us? They bombed the Boston Marathon. Tamerlan Tsarnaev got killed in a shootout with police. Dr. Tsarnaev, and he's not a doctor, it's not D-O-C-T-O-R, it's D-O-K-T-A-R, is in prison with a death sentence, and that was commuted, and now he is serving only life in prison. The animal Ramzan Kadyrov is a torturer and murderer. The animal Ramzan Kadyrov should be executed, and coordinates on his location at all times should be given to the Ukrainians to kill Ramzan Kadyrov. Another guy who's going to give virtual lectures is the Patriarch Kirill of the Russian Orthodox Church. He blessed the war, and he blessed Putin. Now, let me tell you something. A lot of the Ukrainians belong to the Russian Orthodox Church. Russian Orthodox Church has a number of holy sites, just like other churches. One of the holiest sites in the Russian Orthodox Church is in Ukraine, and the Russians bombed it. They don't give a rat's patoot about religion except to exterminate other religions to make them become Russian Orthodox, and the Patriarch Kirill is going along with this. He's going to give a lecture in 40,000 Russian schools, saying it's God's will that this war go on. And the Islamic torturer, Ramzan Kadyrov, will give them too. You know, you think of the Russians as, well, they're Slavic Europeans, civilized, like people in Poland, throughout Eastern Europe, people in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Slovenia, Bulgaria, Serbia. No, they're not. No, they're not. For 1,000 years, they've had 1 foot in Asia and 1 foot in Europe, and that's basically just St. Petersburg and part of Western Russia. They are animals. They have been for 1,000 years. They've been subject to repression and torture by 1,000 years of czars. Then Lenin and Stalin took over as the communist czars, succession of Soviet Union czars. For 10 years in the 1990s, for the first time in 1,000 years, they seemed to be free, but Putin bided his time, snuck around, the oligarchs stole all the money. Putin and the oligarchs steal 80% of Russia's wealth, of their trade surplus. And the animal has now reinstated the kind of repression that czars and the Soviet Union had imposed. So this is not a question of, what, sparing him humiliation, quote unquote, quote, negotiating, unquote. You don't negotiate with Hitler. You don't negotiate with ISIS. You don't negotiate with Genghis Khan. What you do is you kill ISIS, you kill Hitler, and you kill Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan unfortunately died of natural causes, or he probably would have invaded Vienna. This is what's going on over there. And it's time that we got the Ukrainians a lot more arms than we already have. We've dribbled them out. To our credit, Biden has seen the light and has gotten them the HIMARS, the long-range, high-accuracy rockets. But he's only gotten 8 of them. They're multi-launch. Get 100 of them. Perpetual rockets into every Rusky in Chechnya and every Rusky in the entire area. Perpetual rockets, but they can't sleep. And as they continue to hit civilian targets, start hitting civilian targets in Russia. There are Russian cities within 40 miles of the border. They have got to be contained. They are not human, they are animals. And the only way this is gonna end is if Putin is taken out by his own animals and somebody comes in and says, yes, I'm a genocidal pervert and thief like Putin, but I'm smart enough to know that I should stop fighting the West. Going to a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.